Oh, hey. I'm so happy you made it. I mean, it was a great time talking to you at the cafe the other day, but you seemed really unsure about your schedule. So I wasn't sure if we had time to meet up. Why am I wearing this? Oh, I had to do laundry today, and this dress was the only clean outfit I had. Oh, please take a seat. I'm sorry I don't really have any furniture in my room, but go ahead and sit on my bed. Do you want something to drink? I have water, iced coffee, leftover orange juice, or some red wine if you're feeling adventurous. The wine? Great. This is gonna be a great night. So, I have to say, I was so glad you were the first familiar face I saw when I came home. I definitely was dreading winter break and seeing the kind of people who would, be back in town. But seeing you again made my whole week. I mean, what kind of coincidence is it that I'd run into my favorite castmate just 15 minutes after I finished that 6-hour drive? Were you happy to see me too? I don't know, maybe I imagined it, but I could have sworn you never stood up out of your seat the entire time. So you could hide something embarrassing. Were you thinking about opening night? I sure was. I've been thinking about it since the moment we saw each other again. We were doing that awful play senior year with that awful director, but we survived the first performance, and Rona said everyone should hit to the bar, as a type of celebration or whatever. We were the only ones to take her up on that offer, but it was just fine by me. I had a boyfriend, and you had a girlfriend, but I never wanted anyone as much as I wanted you that night. You were still wearing your stage makeup, and I couldn't take my eyes off of you. I flirted with you all throughout rehearsals, and you flirted back, just back and forth forever, but that night I couldn't hold back anymore. After a few shots of whiskey, I finally kissed you. You kissed me back. I dragged you outside, pushed my body into yours, and let you explore me. You kissed me like I gave you the air you breathe. It left you gasping. I remember you held my tits as if they gave you life, and oh boy, they gave it in spades to your cock. You caressed my ass like it gave you strength, and you used that strength to push that cock back up against me. Then you changed your mind. You said you couldn't do this, and you left. Rona dragged me away, half crying, half stumbling, and she drove me home. The next day, after I sobered up, I told you it didn't mean anything. That the whole thing was just something that young, attractive castmates do when they let loose. I told you I'd never try to get between you and your girlfriend. I wanted to gut her. I wanted nothing more than for her to be gone. So I could have you, so that I could feel you more than just your lips, more than just your tongue, more than just that bulge fighting its hardest against the boundary of your pants. I wanted you to see through my act and take me to the limit. But we finished the run of the play. We went our separate ways, and here we are again. You're sitting on my bed, frozen with shock and rock hard with awe. And damn it, I am sick of acting. I've waited so long just to see you look at me like that again, drunk with wine and lust. Now touch me. Feel me. I'm aching for it. Look at me. My nipples are practically poking holes through my dress. No, I'm sorry. I suppose I didn't mention that I'm not wearing a bra. I'm not wearing panties either. Stop it. You don't get to lift up my dress just yet. No. First you have to show me what I've been waiting all this time for. You have to show me what I deserve after all this time. You have to show me what I need. Oh, my God. It's just as big as I imagined. I could feel how thick your cock was even through your jeans. Do you like that? Do you like the feeling of my hand running up and down your cock? I bet you do. I bet you've been thinking about this idea ever since you sat down. Thinking about me stroking your cock slowly while looking up at you. Or maybe you are thinking about going even further than this. Do you want me to suck your throbbing cock? To lick your shaft until your balls ache and you're dripping pre-cum? Of course you do. Oh. Oh, does this feel as good as it tastes? I bet your bitch girlfriend doesn't take you the whole way down her throat like this. I can't believe you've been with her this whole time. I mean, you could have had me practically begging to suck your cock. Why'd you pull away? Oh. It's because I mentioned her. Forget about her. You don't get to leave this. You're here now, and you're mine now. Don't act like you're in charge at all. I have you right where I want you, and you know it. Oof. Lie down. I'm getting on top just so you know who's the boss now. And because you've been so good, you can lift my dress a little. You can touch me again. Oh, my nipples are so sensitive right now. Be careful, or I'd think you're trying to take charge. You wouldn't want that now, would you? I mean, you wouldn't want that as much as you want me to just slide myself across your cock like this. Oh, yes. You feel so good right there on my clit. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm not waiting anymore. Oh, I want you inside me so badly. Oh, wait. No, wait. Wait. No. You go in exactly when I say you go in. You're not trying to gain control again, aren't you? I'm gonna have to punish you for that. I'm not going any further until you swear to me that you'll tell your girlfriend about this. Don't even think about trying not to, because if you don't tell her, I will. And I won't be as nice about it as you probably will be. And of course I want you to tell her everything. I want you to tell her how much better I am at stroking your cock and how much better I am at sucking your cock. Tell her how much perkier my tits are. Tell her how much more supple my ass is sitting on top of your lap. Well, do you swear? Do you promise? Do you pinky promise? Good. Now, put your hands on my hips. Yes, like that. Oh my God, yes. Oh, that feels amazing. It feels even better now that I know she won't have this anymore. Oh, Jesus, I'm so wet. I need you right inside me, right? Right now. Oh, yes, fuck me. Fuck me right there. Fuck me like you've never fucked her. Fuck me. Fuck me like you should have fucked me that night. Fuck me like you should have fucked me every night since then. Oh, yes, come inside me. Come inside me. I want it so bad. Give it to me. Give it to me. Oh, give it to me now. Oh, you were so good for me. I bet she never got you to listen to her like that. And she will never have the opportunity to. Ever. Oh, no. Shh. Don't get up just yet. You have to stay and sleep here with me now. You know. Just so we have time to make plans to hang out again.